The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. Wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin la siyama baqiyatillahi fil aradin ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu ash-sharif. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي ابن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين ورحمة الله وبركاته. It's a great time when we know that there are millions of our brothers and sisters in Iraq. So it's like a special, you know, time that spirituality as is at a very high level, alhamdulillah, in our community. And even those who are not able to join like me, we are very much feeling blessed and, you know, grateful to Allah that many people are able to go, and inshallah all our community inshallah will benefit. I have been reflecting on the concept of visitation, and sometimes we know we had this discussion with some of our Christian friends, sometime with our, you know, own community members, and this is one of the pieces of the puzzle about you know, social wilaya as well, and also about, you know, Islamic way of spirituality. So one of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us is that He enabled us to benefit from lots of other things that don't belong to us, but you can benefit from them. For example, you benefit from your character, you benefit from your good deeds and iman, etc. But there is a way to benefit from the good things that exist in other believers. So much barakah is in visiting brothers and sisters in faith. Even if they are not at a higher level than us, maybe they are higher, maybe they are equal, maybe they are lower, maybe they are older, maybe they are younger, more knowledgeable, less knowledgeable, but just ziyaratul mu'min, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has great barakah. For example, we have many hadiths. I mentioned just, you know, maybe one or two samples. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man zara akhahul mu'min." We are not yet talking about ziyarah of imams. We are talking about ziyarah of brothers and sisters in faith. Man zara akhahu al-mu'min ila manzilihi. Someone visits his brother in faith, or sisters visit their sisters in faith to their in home. La hajatan minhu ilay. They don't have any need. You know, sometimes needs take us to each other. I want to borrow, I want to get a letter, I want to, I don't know, ask for something. But only for the sake of Allah, I miss my brother in faith, I miss my sister in faith. As a sister, for example, I want to visit them. And it should be also, ila manzilihi. You know, it's very important. I many times say mu'mineen should not be satisfied with visiting each other in public places. That's great, you know, to see in masjid every week, for example, I don't know, more than once a week. But it's not enough. You cannot say, I see my brother or sister or father or mother or child in masjid. And in Dua'i Nutbah we say, هَلْ مِنْ جَزُوعٍ فَأُصَاعِدَ جَزَعَهُ إِذَا خَلَى. So in khalwa, in private also, we should help each other. Even for lamenting and crying, we should also help when someone is alone, not just in public places. So, visiting each other for the sake of Allah without any haja in houses, in homes. Kutiba, please listen very carefully. And this is not in one hadith. Several hadiths has this concept. Kutiba min zuwarillah. You are considered, you are written as a person who is visiting Allah. Allah doesn't have a, you know, physical body to visit him. But visiting Allah is in visiting for the sake of Allah. Even doesn't say kutiba min zuwar baytullah. We go to visit Kaaba, but some people visit Kaaba and not visit God. But here kutiba min zuwarillah. Of course, if you go Kaaba for the sake of Allah, you know, that is also like visiting Allah. But this is also kutiba min zuwar Allah. Or we have hadith that Allah says he has visited me. وَكَانَ حَقِيقًا عَلَى اللَّهِ أَنْ يُكْرِمَ زَائِرَهُ. Then it is expected from Allah, and Allah gives you a right that if you visit him, he would honor you. Because we know every host should honor his or her guest. Even there is a hadith, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم ضيفه. Okay? Whoever believes in Allah and the hereafter should honor his guest. Allah says, you have visited this mu'min or mu'mina for my sake, you have visited me. He is going to look after you, but I am also responsible. I have to honor you. Or we have this hadith from Imam Baqir alayhi salam that tazawaru fi buyutikum fa inna dhalika hayatun l'amrina. Visit each other in your homes. Alhamdulillah, in our community, we have this practice of visiting, inviting, having guests. Sometimes people travel, stay a few days, 10 days in someone's house. We should not lose these good qualities. تَزَاوَرُوا فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ حَيَاتٌ لَأَمْرَنَا. Visit each other in your homes. This is life for our affair. This is life for wilaya. Even it doesn't say this is going to revive our affair. It says this is the life of our affair. Means wilaya is a matter of this. Wilaya is a matter of you loving each other, visiting each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wilaya is not person's relation only with Allah or Imam. It's our relation as well. It's vertical and horizontal. رحم الله عبدا أحيا أمرنا. May Allah have mercy upon those who revive our affair.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.